like a balance, you know, where you got so much weight on one side and so much weight on the other. We're a little bit tipping to this side. It's just like we've got a tremendous amount of potential over here on this side, and we've got some potential over here too. But it's just awesome to see you guys here. It's really a joy to have this time with David McDonald and the fresh word that he brings to the house. His connection to the Lord is just an open channel for him, for the Lord to work through him, and of course his own flavor. And I'd encourage you to let the Lord work through your life. It's not going to look like how it works through mine or Steve's or Zach's or whoever, because the Lord's got some special people in mind for you to touch. You know, and I don't know who those people are. You may not know who those people are yet even, but believe me, they're out there, and they see you, and they see how you react to stuff in life, you know, and when things are down. Sometimes you just don't have control over what comes out of your heart, depending on what you put in it. I can remember one time driving down this road out in the valley when we lived out there. I'm driving too fast on a back road, come around a blind corner, and there's a moose sleeping in the road. I'd like to be able to tell you that I had good words to say to that moose, but I did not, and they came out without any thought. And I'm confident that that's not how it would play out today for me, but back in my 20s, maybe I wasn't quite the same guy. The Lord can change you, right? Come on. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to enter into worship together. It's just really a joy and a privilege to do that corporately with you guys. That's just a big deal. I can feel your entering in helps me to enter in, helps the worship team to enter in. So why don't you stand with me and we'll just go after it. Grab on to what he has for you today. Amen. Amen.
couple weeks ago, we learned all about heroes of faith. Hebrews 11. Noah, Moses, Abraham, Rahab, Samson. And there's some interesting verses at the end of that chapter. It says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen it afar off. God having saved some better thing for us, so that they, without us, could not be complete." What do you have that they were waiting for? 2 Corinthians 3 says, "The God that spoke light into the darkness has spoken light into our hearts in the knowledge of the glory of God." And then there's one more little piece, "in the face of Jesus Christ." The light that is in our hearts is the glory of God. Jesus Christ inside this temple. See, all those people in Hebrews 11, their highest feast, their highest celebration, their highest remembrance was the Passover. But God saved something better for us, which is that Passover being converted by the Lamb of God into a new covenant that is written on our hearts. The light of the glory of God is in us. So what we are remembering this morning is not just something in the past. It is something that has changed all of eternity. Remember, "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations." All those generations out of Hebrews 11 are waiting for me to tell them about the faithfulness of God. The fact that the Passover Lamb became the Messiah and is living in me. They are incomplete without that story. God having saved some better thing for us, so that without that, they cannot be made complete. What an amazing story, Father, that included us in the demonstration of your goodness, that included us in your bringing light into the world by sacrificing your only Son on my behalf. What an amazing thing that I am now a child of the King of Kings who lives inside of me. We are so humbled, we are so amazed, blown away by the goodness of God. It goes beyond comprehension, beyond description, and we get to be a part of it. Thank you, Jesus, for your obedience, for your yes, for your willingness to bear my sin, my punishment. Be exalted in our praise this morning. We love you in Jesus' name.
heart. It is the heart. That's what it's all about. That's where the rubber really meets the road in our walk, in our faith. So, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for that opportunity. That opportunity to make a free will choice.
only thing I really want to say about this, I learned a long time ago that your blessing is not wrapped up in what people give, right? Your blessing is what comes from what you give. So when I give, it's not a reflection, though I honor and I value and I respect and I give out of honor, but my giving is a reflection of my relationship with the King. And so today, as an expression of worship, I want us to sow generously into David McDonald Ministry. If you have already done so, I challenge you, don't just go, "Well, I already did that." I'm not trying to make you give more. I'm just challenging you to ask the Lord, "What should I do? What should I not do?" If He tells you not to give, don't. I'm not trying to compel you to do so. I'm just trying to challenge you. In our, sometimes our religious thoughts and our religious minds are, "I did my duty," and I'm challenging your duty, because sometimes our duty is duty. Father, we declare a harvest on the seed that we are sowing today. Lord, we sow in honor. We sow in honor of the man of God that you've brought here to this house. And we sow in honor of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We thank you that we have the opportunity to bless, and we thank you that we are blessed, so that we can in turn bless. So I pray increase over this offering. I pray increase over those who are able to give. And I pray increase over the hearts of the ones who say, "I want to give, I don't have anything to give." The Lord honors your heart. So Lord, I thank you and I give you the glory and the praise. Make your way back to your seat. Say hello to somebody around you. The sixth grade. Okay. We're going to, in just a minute, we're going to dismiss those kids. We have two quick announcements to make. Actually, three. Listen, this is the most important announcement you're going to hear today. It's Jabari's birthday today. Never tell me these things. Never. I'm the wrong. I know. I'm going to have Marita come. She has two important announcements to make, and then we'll just miss the kids.
Are you embarrassed? Good. Good morning, everyone. Two quick reminders. Maybe you noticed in the foyer, We're starting to collect cases of corn for our community. Every Thanksgiving, we are a part of a big Thanksgiving blessing, and we are the corn church. Yay! You got to have corn on Thanksgiving. So we provide corn that goes along with the turkey and all the fixings for Thanksgiving meals for those in need for our community. So please be generous. As you're shopping, grab some cases of corn, and we're going to build a big tower or pyramid out there. We have until November 21st to get in 350 cans. Next week is our Alaska Harvest Share Dish. And the Lord, I know, I love it. Alaska food is the best. We are so blessed with great harvest here. But the Lord kind of put a little tweak on this for me. And he reminded me in the Old Testament how they would have all these feasts and celebrations. And he said, this should be a feast and a celebration for us for a spiritual harvest. And we need to do a prophetic act next week when we're eating this Alaska harvest and do a prophetic act for the spiritual harvest of Alaska. Yeah. So be in prayer about that and planning next week after service. We'll all join together and have a good time and some good food. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. Kids are gone. Wow. I didn't even hear, like, I heard them back there for a minute, and then I think May has, like, under control the kids or something, but she did really good. And without further ado, I'm going to bring Apostle and Prophet David McDonald up here to share with us the word of the Lord. And can we just stand and honor him as he comes? So. Hope you brought a big bag of seed today.
Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated. What a blessing. Amen. But I'm just so delighted. We have...